Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Just In Time. On today's episode of Insight for Tuesday, I have a special guest in the studio. This guy is a sophomore at North Crowley High School. He stands 6'6", 300 pounds, plays left tackle. His team is currently 7-0 and number 19 in the state in 6A. This young man got 7 offers so far as a sophomore, and we just go dive into, just asking him questions. So welcome this morning to the show, Dr. John, a.k.a. John Turnton III. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing good, man. So I know we got to get you up out of here because you got practice this morning. But, man, let's just dive into it. So, last couple weeks, things have been fast-paced. You know, like I currently say, you got 7 offers, University of Miami, University of Houston, Texas Tech University, Baylor University, TCU, Oklahoma University, and SMU. And, last week you got 3 offers in one day. I mean, 3 offers in one week. So how you feeling about that?
I'm feeling good, I really didn't know that my football career was going to, explode, basically. These offers, they just driving me to get better and want to just keep getting better and keep improving every day.
Okay, so you don't feel like you don't feel getting these offers? You don't feel pressure?
No, not at all.
Okay, and why you feel like that?
Cause I just feel like how my mindset is. Like, my parents, they've been, building into how, my person, my character is, preparing me for things. Not this in particular, but in tough situations or things that are unexpected, I'm used to adapting and change it. I can handle all of it right now. Yeah, right now.
Okay. Well, that's good. So let's just dive into it. So as far as your youth football days, was you one of those guys that played youth football from first grade to sixth grade?
No, I was not.
So no. Let's dive into that. Why you wasn't one of those guys?
So I actually didn't like football. I didn't play, and I've only played football before. Now I played in third grade or second grade, and then I stopped. So I didn't play it again, and then I played in eighth grade, and then to now. So yeah, honestly, just didn't like football.
Okay.
And, yeah.
You feel like that also kind of helped you now with just having that passion and being able to now want to be able to put in that work and loving it now?
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely a difference from playing a sport that you didn't like at first to, adapting and growing and actually, enjoying it while playing it. So, it helps me, look at it different than I did.
Okay, well, let's just dive into these questions. Once again, I know you got to get out of here. I appreciate you this morning. So what are some of your hobbies and interests outside of sports?
Outside of sports, obviously, is a honor roll student. Couple hobbies. I like to – that's a good one. Currently – I like to listen to music, really, okay. And just, do my work. Yeah, that's currently, but, normally, if we're, outside of school, I'll just be doing, outside of, football season, I'll just be doing track or other stuff. Really, my main hobbies are football and track. And just, sometimes I like to read sometimes, but, not as often I would call it a hobby.
Okay. Yeah. Well, okay. What are strengths do you believe you have to have in order to make you a great student athlete?
Definitely have to be mental. It's all everything, football, even football, even school. It's all a mental thing. You could be the worst player, have no skill, but if you're mentally dedicated and mentally prepared to how tough it gets, you can be an honor student. You can be a great athlete. It's all mental.
Okay, so I know, so at the school, you're on a team, so, it's a team sport. So how are you and your team, how you feel that you and your team have grown now being 7-0 from the time y'all start?
Definitely, it's more connection. So, our first, when we first started like the season, it was kind of different. There was no connection. We had a lot of new kids, and all our offensively and defensively, we used to get into it like almost every day. So it kind of was like off. But like as the season went on and went on, like I think we just realized like offense needs defense, defense needs offense. Like we're playing, going against each other, we're just getting better. You know, they say iron sharpens iron. Iron sharpens iron. So it's just us going back and forth together, practicing, just getting us better, just build us as a team, and us just being like our coaches, just like implementing that we're a family, just making like we're a family. It helps us just grow and grow and stuff.
Okay, you talked about your coaches. So you know, how you feel about your coach, as far as, you know, what he brings and his staff?
Yeah, our coaches, I love our coaches. They're a really good staff. They care about us more outside of football. Like football is just one thing that it's like surrounded, like it's just facilitating. But like if there wasn't football, these coaches would still be here for us and still help us like grow students as men, as athletes in general. They just, our coaches are like very good coaches.
Okay. So
they all have relationships with us and everything, with like all the kids.
Okay, so I heard you say a little bit ago that, you know, you're an honor roll student. So when it, you know, of course, it's dedication that you have to put in on the field in order to get better every day. But talk about the dedication that you put in order to be an honor roll student.
Yeah, I personally believe that anybody could be an honor roll student. It all just matters about the work. You just have to do your work. You could not even understand it, but if you do your work, do your assignments, ask questions, you will, like, easily get out. I've always picked up things easily, and like I would say that I get, it's like a natural thing, but like sometimes I don't have to study to do good. I probably should do way better than I am, but it's just some people have natural gifts, but some people just
have to work.
Yeah, work for it. Like I have to do a little bit of both.
Okay, well, you're gonna have to continue to do a little bit of both, because you got, you know, two more years.
Yeah.
So you know, we in the stage of social media, and you know, I know you know word is on the street that you're really not a social media guy. So tell me how you adapted to knowing that you have to be one, you know, just because of, you know, the process that you're in now and because of the opportunity that God has blessed you with.
I know I need to, like, so social media is like the biggest thing to like expand your platform, expand people to see you. Like, that's how a couple of my offers were. I got them because of social media. Like, they text me over social media, get my number, get my coaches stuff. And, like, social media is, like, a big impact on the football, especially the football world, high school and college football world. So, like, I've adapted. Like, I know I need Twitter or X, like, to, like, reach out to coaches and for coaches to reach out with me. I normally don't be on like that type of stuff, like posting and like all this whole bunch of type of stuff, but I only do it because of, I just keep it like strictly sports stuff and academic stuff.
Yes, sir. Okay.
To promote myself.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I know you got those 7 offers, but I also know 2 weeks ago you got to experience the Texas-Oklahoma game in the Red Raider shootout. How was that experience? Even though Texas haven't offered you yet.
It was definitely a great experience. I think I've been to a college football game, but it was one of like a big rivalry games. I've never been to one of those, so it definitely was a great experience. I got to see how the atmosphere is and how everything would look if I were to go continuing playing college.
Okay, so you know, saying you'd like to thank the University of Texas for inviting you as a guest, and also thank Coach Gates. So. What do you believe is one of your weaknesses, and what are you doing to improve it?
One of my weaknesses, I think, is consistency. I don't have like the best aspect of consistency, and to improve it, I started like putting my feelings aside and just knowing that I have to do certain things. Like I'm one day I do all my work, but then one day I won't. So, like I switch that mindset to like, I need to do my work today. I need to do my work tomorrow. That's something that just can't be switched on and off. And even with the football, like one day I would be like, oh, I want to try today. I don't want to try tomorrow. That like, I can't do that or get left behind. So I have to just keep being consistent.
Okay, so what do you see yourself accomplishing in 5 years to 10 years?
In 5 years, 10 years, I definitely see myself being a well, graduating high school, obviously. I won this year, actually. I want our school to win a state championship. So let's hope that that happens within these couple of years that I'm in high school.
Okay.
And also, I want to try to be like just like the top couple people in my class right now. I'm just working to that, even if
For the
it, yeah,
academics.
even if it is valedictorian, salutatorian. Just want to be up there, have a good GPA enough where I could rely on other things than sports, my grades and all that. And definitely want to become like start a, want to become a doctor, so get the, that all that certification and my degree in like a couple of next
What type of doctor?
10 years. I'm gonna be a neurosurgeon. Yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, that's a great career to have, man. Myron Rowland, a safety from Florida State. He's a neurosurgeon, so we definitely got a mark of somebody who we can, research and look into. So, rank your top five currently. Rank your top five priority currently in your life.
Top five priorities is my health, my academics. Football is definitely up there now. It's crazy I'm saying it now, but yeah, football is definitely up there now. Having a relationship with my family, and then just making sure like making sure I'm mentally good, mentally like stable and strong.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing, man. So, is there a coach or an athlete that you look up to as a role model, and why?
Which athlete? Well, all my coaches on my coaching staff, I really look up to them because they just, I see like every day what they do for us and like what they have. They do stuff more than just regular coaches do. So like I appreciate them and look up to them.
Already.
But athlete wise, just one dude. Honestly, as an athlete, I look up to my, I don't know if that's a thing, but I look up to myself to just, I know like where I could be and where I am at.
Yeah.
It's like it just pushes me to be better. Like I know I could be a average student with none of these offers and stuff. It's like, nah, I can't like just, I can't let that happen to myself. So I have to just work. I got to build onto myself. I got to keep pushing myself.
Okay. All right. So, are there any short-term goals you would like to accomplish in the next few months to a couple of years?
Yes, there is a couple of short-term goals. I definitely want to finish the year off there again with all A's I did last year. Hopefully in December we win the state championship. And it's really I just day by day gotta can't look too far ahead, but just day by day gotta keep on going. Just wanna keep on going each day.
All right. Man, I appreciate you being here. Thank
Of
you for
course.
your insight on this Insightful Tuesday morning.
Sir.
So I'm gonna try to end this here real quick. So do you believe what strengths do you believe that you have that make you a great athlete?
A couple of strengths that I know that I have. I know that I have the dedication. I know that I have the dedication to do things even if it's uncomfortable. I have a good mindset. Like I know that I need this. I can't have this without that. And then I know how to push myself like even if I need to like even if it's like a little thing, I know I need to push myself to the limit,
Work,
yeah,
work.
to earn it.
There's no substitution for hard work. You
Right.
definitely know that.
One thing I want to work on this year though, but like one of these are like life thing. I think I want to work on my leadership skills because like I personally like I'm kind of I have kind of having the shift from having like teammates to just being like a self player. Like I need to be more of a team player and like
Like lead.
encourage my teammates and be like more of a leader on the football field. Outside of school, I mean, outside of football, I'm a pretty good leader, but I think I need to,
You in student council, right?
yeah. I think I need to transfer that over to the football field.
Well, that's good, man. You know, and that's something to, I mean, that's a good thing that you have identified, you know. So good luck with that. Good luck to your team, man. I appreciate you this morning. Like I say, you know, it's an honor, you know, to have the opportunity that you're going to have within these next 3 years. I'm as a fan of yours, I just ask God to cover you from injury. You definitely will be protected from the negative noise. Yeah, how do you feel about that? You know, you go have people say, you know, he ain't good, he is good, you know, he shouldn't deserve all those offers. What you do when it comes to the negative noise?
I wouldn't even pay attention to all that, because these people are just on social media just wanting to hate and just talk. So, like, even in person, they just hating and talking. Like, I just gotta be blessed for what I got, not for what people are saying that. Like the negativity, I don't choose to focus on the negativity. I choose to focus on the positive and what will help me grow.
Hey man, that's all I need to say this morning. Thank you so much, Dr. John, for being in the studio.
Thank you for having me.
This is Justin Time. I hope everyone have a great insightful Tuesday. Until we talk again, be blessed. Thank you for your support. Time.